Unit.
We had to be like, I miss you, I miss your smile. We wouldn't sing, we'd just be doing the
And then we got slagged after and we wondered why.
People were pissing themselves.
Because her front door, she'd leave a big letter on our door because they were like living underneath us, and she like left this big letter on her door, and then she like, it was actually insane.
It feels like I've been locked in for fucking days.
Why
does it feel so long?
It's my dream to just get it all zapped away.
Welcome to How My Drink with Charlene and Cuiva. So Ellie obviously couldn't make it in today, but I'm very delighted that Cuiva's here with me now. Our podcast is a group chat between your best friends, the girls' bathroom, and a night out where you spill all the gossip on relationships, dilemmas, and life. If you're a return listener, welcome back. And if you're a new listener, welcome. This is our
welcome, or whatever you do.
Welcome. I feel like when I do that sometimes, I think we forgot it last week. How My Drink is out for you every Wednesday at 12. We have bonus episodes every Monday at 12 and full videos Thursday at 12. I feel like when we have guests, people love videos more.
Great.
As you can see the guest. Perfect. No, but you're just a co-presenter. Oh, yeah. So it's different. But yeah, you can watch us on Thursdays at 12. But obviously Eddie's not here. So we just thought we'd do like a little catch-up Q&A. Cuiva's only back from living in New York.
3 months actually. Back
3 months. Now. People were asking about it, so.
Great.
Will I ask some cues? So we asked, I basically got a question box, so we're going to go straight in to the cues. Someone asked you how New York is. I'm thinking you're still living there.
Grand. Actually, I was.
Oh, your mom sent in a question.
Oh, of course.
I'll
welcome.
Cry. Okay, well, I'll start with your mom's question. Do you remember when you first met? Wait, we didn't actually do any casual chat at the start. Never mind. So.
Pause.
How has your week been so far?
Good. The weather's been real nice this month.
Thank God.
But when I came home last summer, it was horrific.
Yeah, we got a really bad summer last week.
We went to Longitude. Here. Remember you made me go before Taylor Swift?
Oh my God, we got drenched. Mm-hmm. And thank God we were sitting that night in Taylor Swift.
But it was great every single day I was home.
Yeah, it was
Whereas
bad.
March has been like majority blue skies.
Honestly, mental health cured.
For real, because January was really bad.
I never want to be here in January ever again. In this country. Because that was horrible.
Where?
I never felt... No, I just mean, I never want to be here. I think I want to die. No, but just not in this country because like, it was just so sad.
You didn't go away this time, did you?
No. That's why I don't
want to. Yeah, last when you were
I've
in Australia.
Ever been away. Yeah, that was the best way to start the year because everyone over there is so like, you're up so early, so healthy. Like, it's a really good way to start your resolutions.
Yeah.
Mine flew out the door. I didn't actually make
it. I didn't do any in January.
I don't think I made any.
I feel like me going to the gym, I hated it. I didn't, like, enjoy it all until, like, February.
I think
so,
that made me, like, start off on a bad note of the year then. Because I felt like I wasn't motivated for it much.
When was your first trip this year?
February, maybe.
Where'd you go?
And then it was all at once, about 10 minutes.
Yeah, I know. I can't actually catch you one bit. I'm like, what to do something today? No, I'm going away tomorrow.
Out of the country.
No, like 2 weeks ago, it was literally every day. I had one day free or something.
And in between, I was just throwing my suitcase out and repacking it. It's horrible. What did we say before that?
The week. How's your week?
The week. Good. Hadn't done so far. I feel like I never have much to say when it's just been a weekend I didn't drink or anything.
Yeah.
I remember I'd done a spring clean.
Well, Charlene did a spring clean and I was like, I know this isn't going to be any way good. And then I text her on Sunday. Bear in mind, she's cleaning since Friday. Text her on Sunday.
Oh.
I'm coming to see your apartment. Don't be excited or something. You said it came
don't
up and I was like,
impressed.
Right.
I couldn't see the floor before. So the way it was a huge improvement.
I just don't know how Dano lives with you. Like, you know you can do my own mess, but
he's
then
so
like, you have
patient.
Someone else's mess.
That's one thing I will say about that man. It's a lot of things I could say, but like he's so like tolerant to things.
I know. I love when I go into partners. It's just
like maybe I need someone who's not, yeah, all right, Cuiva.
All right.
Maybe it needs to be more like you can't do that. And then I'd be like, oh. Whereas when you get away with it, you just.
But
I also had no time. I actually had no time to clean.
I just think about it and I'm like, there's just nowhere for all this stuff to go.
No. Even when I do a clear out, it's still at like just about bursting point. Then I order one thing and it's like, poof.
Yeah. Or you go on another trip and everything's all over the place.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm flinging clothes out of the wardrobe.
Yeah, I don't think, I think if you have a house, you'll fill a house. Like, I feel like no matter what you have, it's always just going to be full.
Yeah.
The more space.
Yeah, I think so. I think even if I had endless wardrobes, I'd still find a way to fill it. Because you'd end up keeping things for the sake of it.
Yeah, you love doing that.
But I do hate throwing things away when I know I want it and I'm like, I actually just can't have space.
You always throw things away and then repurchase that leaf up.
I don't know, once with a skirt I bought it twice, so just to make sure that if I threw away again, I'd still
have. In Nashville, you had that and sold it or something, didn't you?
Thank God. Did I wear it before? I wore it. Where did I wear that to? I wore it with the matching skirt
or something.
No.
I love how every festival is longitude.
We're 25 and 6. Well, I love longitudes.
We had so much
fun. It gets a bad rap, but like when you're with your friends, like, doesn't matter if everyone else is 12.
Yeah.
And also, you don't know, is it?
No, and the lineup this year is good. Even if it was terrible, we'd still
go. Who's
up
the lineup again?
Yeah, I don't know. 50 Cent.
Oh, yeah, random.
I don't even listen to him.
I hope he swings upside down like he did at the Super Bowl.
Sophie's really excited for 50 Cent, so that's how
Yeah, she loves him. Festival plans, longitudes, EP,
Written
Fruit. I don't think that both days, so.
Yeah, but see, I don't really care what day we go because I don't really listen to that music anyway.
It's always very like, yeah.
So maybe whatever day the mini marathon is on. Because I feel like
Sundays, I think, is the busier one. I remember last year I was away the Sunday and everyone was there. And I never really get FOMO, but I just had really bad FOMO.
Yeah, who did you go with this year?
Last year?
Yeah, or the year before you just went with Zoe or something.
Yeah, it was the year before that I went with Zoe, Dano and Aaron. And then we had 22s after, and so we was doing splits on the dance floor. That's my, I think it was my last time for being a 22s.
Used to love 22s. I feel like Dano used to love 22s.
Yeah, he did.
I just hate wearing jeans, a dress and heels. It's my worst nightmare.
Really? I don't mind if it's comfy, if there's somewhere nice to go to, but I just remember going, I remember I went for one Halloween and everyone was just giving everyone dirty looks. I was like, why? This is not a good atmosphere. You want to go out and have fun. Nothing's fun about this.
I know.
Everyone hates each other.
I feel like you have the most fun when you're not in Ireland because you feel like a free little bird.
Yeah, probably.
Like when you're in Nashville.
Yeah, I seen actually Aoife O'Farrell put that up. She was like, she said she felt really anxious on Paddy's Day because she felt like everyone was just watching her. And it's not, I feel like when someone sees that, they're like probably like, oh.
But it's someone, true.
But like that, I could tell race that on that level. I was like, oh yeah, because people aren't always nice either.
Yeah.
And even to people that I know, it's the same issue.
I think when you're in Nashville, you're just home.
I love Nashville. Oh, I love it. I can't, I'm a number one fan. We're number one fans.
When I like look at my pictures, I'm like,
I feel sick.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm so jealous of her and it's such me.
I think about it every day and it's like, we're not going till October or something.
I just wish like someone would bring us.
Bring Charlie plus one.
I'm never like, I'd never like be fishing for Anne, but like, please, if there's a Nashville trip coming, please.
No brands have done a Nashville
trip. No brands have, no. I was saying to Cash, I was like, you could do Cashville.
That'd be good.
Wouldn't it?
And you'd be...
We actually have... right here.
Yeah, because my face kept looking wet.
Yeah, we had to make ourselves look too shiny for the camera. Cashville. Cashville Beauty.
Plus one.
Do you know a lot of the American trips, I feel like it's very different. Like, they always get plus ones for stuff. Like, the tart trip, they all got plus one.
Brianna Chicken Fry brought, like, some mad schmack.
Is she still seeing him now?
I don't know. She's mad.
She's that doesn't come from
Zach Bryan seen an Australian. He was Australian. Now Zach Bryan seen an Australian girl. I wonder, did he do that?
Did he do it on purpose?
He would.
I don't think he's sold out at all for Dublin.
Saturday is.
Oh, is it?
Friday isn't, and Sunday isn't.
Okay.
But I really want to go to Zach Bryan.
I do like his songs.
I want to see Revive aloud.
I know. Grand.
I wouldn't fish for anything. Only Nashville.
Only
and
Nashville
go on stage with Zach Bryan.
Hey, Zach Bryan, people. Actually, going on to our questions, someone said Nashville tips. A lot of these questions are Nashville related. I'm sorry, that just shows the people.
To be fair, the picture you they know was us in Nashville.
Oh shit! I was like,
that's how you know people know us. We're so related to Nashville.
I was like, people must just think of us and think Nashville. The picture is actually Nashville. Grand.
Maybe they do though. I feel like
I hope so. Let's just think.
You know, when you think about like people think of Taylor Swift and think of us.
Yeah.
In our
world. Friends, yeah.
Not
yeah.
like in everyone else's
world. Yeah, that's true. But Nashville tips. I have a whole TikTok on like places that, remember I put in Tin
Roof and I was like, we hated that place. We were in Nashville and Charlene.
I thought we did like it though. It just wasn't
no.
like,
You said, so we were in Nashville. And
Tarine, I said it was so good. Yeah,
I texted her and I was like, where are you? And she was like, Tim Roots. And I was looking at the map and I was like, there's nowhere.
Because a lot of the bars are called names, like Morgan Wallen's Bar.
Yeah.
Jason Aldean. Yeah.
We only went to 3 bars on Tin Roof, like consecutively. Yeah. Morgan Wallen's, Jason Aldean's, Luke's.
I think I took it out of my
thing. We hate Honky Tonk this year.
Yeah.
But it used to be that one as well.
Mm.
But Charlene basically texted me and was like, Tim Roots. And I was like, okay, on Google Maps, there's nowhere called Tim Roots. I was like, where is this
girl? I was
girl?
Like, come here, it's Tim Roots is so good.
And then I walked out of the bar and I looked across the road and I was like, Tin Roof, like that has to be it. Anyway, I got there and it was terrible.
I thought it was good.
It was awful, Charlene.
I think we just made it good and then we were like, wait, this is
no, you made it good downstairs because there was like one good song.
Oh, yeah.
And then we went upstairs. And
where was the karaoke? Was that not Tin Roof?
That was AJ's Good Time Bar.
That was so good.
And we paid 120 because we just kept putting ourselves on.
You had to pay $10 to get
$20.
Oh, so we've done
and
six.
We all did a song. I think you and John did too.
We did a duet, yeah. You had to pay $20 to get to the top of the queue.
Yeah, and we were consecutively in a row.
I'd say the place was emptied out once you went clear. I think tips for Nashville. So the places are on my TikTok recommendations. So look up Charlene Nashville. Will come up. But like tips in general?
I feel like that tractor ride.
Yeah.
My only tip.
That was really cool. Good. What's it called? The biggest Nashville tractor or something?
I don't know.
If you look up Nashville tractor rides.
There's a few of them.
Yeah.
And then, like, all the bars are good. You kind of find your own. But,
yeah.
Like, I feel like most people go to the same ones.
Yeah. I think staying near Broadway is good, too.
Yeah, to be able to walk because taxis are kind of expensive.
They're
and
so
like
expensive.
They're hard enough to get when you're on the strip. So if you can just walk off. Like, I feel like the location we were the last time, but not the hotel.
Yeah.
Like, if we could have had that Airbnb here, that would be
I know. The hotel was fine. It was
great.
It was just because there was 7 of us in room.
Yep, it was grand.
How like, we, remember how were we there for 2 nights? Oh, yeah. Like, it was fine.
It was just a grand hotel.
It was, like, clean, but, like...
I think if we brought... Like, if we were to go with, like, our group friends, we would stay there.
No. So good.
Have a nervous break.
I'm going to be so jealous if I see people going now in the next 3 months.
I know. I think it will get busy now.
Yeah. Because Erlings are doing a direct flight.
Hint, hint.
Hint, hint, please. Please. Me.
No, but the direct flight is literally, like...
So...
I'd be over there every week. Yeah.
Oh, what's it like 8 hours probably?
I think so, or 9.
9 maybe, yeah. These questions are going to be all over the place because they're all just jumbled. So, do you remember when you first met?
3rd class.
Yeah. We had Miss Brennan.
I don't remember the exact second.
I remember we got put sitting next to each other, me and Rachel. Or else we just did sit next to each other. I think we were like to the right. I can still kind of visualize it. The right of the front of the class.
Yeah. And then our teacher left. Do you remember she left?
No.
Is that the
Miss Brennan?
Yeah, we had Miss O'Connell first and then it was
Miss Brennan. And then it was, you're right.
I bawled crying.
When she left?
I don't know why.
How long did you have her for? Yeah, but I think when you're that age, like things just really...
Yeah, because I did violin lessons, I remember, and I hated it. My dad was like, come on, every week we'd go and then they changed the teacher and I was bawling crying. I think I just don't like change. And then I cried so much that he was like, right, you can give up.
Oh, the rainbow.
That's all I knew how to do.
My poor house.
You were good. You were very good.
Yeah, by the end, but it takes a good few years to get good.
Yeah.
Or before they like it's screeching cat.
At least you have that talent. I never stuck anything out.
I don't call it a talent. It's terrible.
That's literally a talent. I can't play violin. I broke my violin.
I think if I tried playing now, it would be back to the start. Maybe I'd have muscle memory, do you think?
Yeah, I feel like after a lesson or two.
I don't have a violin anymore.
I have 2 guitars. I have an electric guitar.
Oh, yeah.
Haven't played that in years.
You played that for ages.
It's never even good.
We need to tell them about things we used to do, about us singing and playing instruments.
Yeah.
So, would we have told us that right now? Probably not.
I miss you one.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Let's start
the very
there.
Beginning.
So that was 4th class. So we obviously loved Hannah Montana.
We loved singing.
Yeah, and making up dances. That's how we'd spend.
But like, why was so... Like, Charlene's obviously like a really good singer and we did this performance for our class. We were like, can we perform for the class? And the teacher was like, okay. Like, who else asked to do that? Like, okay, grand. She said, yeah, obviously. Like, so we get up in front of the class. I'm the singer for some unknown reason. And you and Rachel are in the back like this.
We're the dancers.
Moves to I Miss You. like that Miley Cyrus song about her granddad.
Is that about her granddad?
Yeah.
We had to be like, I miss you. I miss your smile. We wouldn't sing. We'd just be doing the
And then we got slagged after. And asked, we wondered why.
People were pissing themselves. Social anxiety feared us. We didn't care.
I know.
Didn't you do the flower puff or something as well?
I don't know. And then we used to film ourselves on your camera.
Oh, yeah.
Doing like things. And we used to like, I remember we sat in front of my mirror in my bedroom and did a whole interview as if we were celebs.
Oh my God. These are the type of things that people do alone.
But we just, for 45 minutes.
I think everyone does these things. But we just happen to do them together at the time.
Yeah.
Oh my God, guys. I remember so well your dressing table.
Yeah. And we were staring at the thing like this.
How would we ask the questions?
We'd probably just say them out loud and answer them. Then we did the singing competition. No, I'm not even saying that because someone will find that out.
No.
I don't know how to get that view.
Is that still on the internet?
Getting hot
again. Is that still on the internet?
I found it recently.
Oh my God, we've done this competition, this singing one. Points if you can find it on YouTube.
Please don't look.
But we sang, we had an audition to get in, which by the way, it was, I feel like it was pure scam. You had to pay every week to compete and all.
Yeah, and then we made all the girls listen to us sing. And then we changed the song 1 minute before the audition.
Oh my God, yeah, did they hate it?
Obviously not. We got through to the first round and kicked out immediately after the first round.
Are we the only ones kicked out?
I think.
It was like a phony X Factor. Like, but we done Marilyn Monroe by Nicki Minaj as the first song. Is that how Marilyn Monroe fell? Like the judges were like, what the fuck? Did we have to rap in that song?
I feel sick. I wish
we could. Can I play the song? I need to just play the song so people understand, because you might know Marilyn Monroe by.
As long as you don't play the YouTube video, it's so out of tune, it hurts.
We sang Stay by, I don't know, Stay, the one that Cher Lloyd sang on The X Factor.
We also did like.
Oh, it's all coming back to me now.
You don't even like love Nicki Minaj.
Sometimes I feel like Marilyn Monroe.
Do you know what? I think she's saying quotes that Marilyon Monroe
says.
She
is. Yeah, like she is.
Song. Oh, yeah. And then we wrote a song.
Yeah. And then so I done singing lessons at the time. And I was like, why not bring Cleva to my singing lessons and show my teacher the song
that we wrote?
So I paid whatever, well, my mom at the time would have paid the singing
teacher. I sat and watched the entire singing
to sing her our song. We wrote, it's called I Miss You, and it's still on SoundCloud. We used to just put up songs on SoundCloud. We had no. Fair play to
you. I Miss You. That's Miley Cyrus.
Sorry. I'm trying to think of the chorus.
I can't remember.
Stepped outside, I know what happened that day. Anyway, whatever the song is, we made her listen to it and she's probably like, what the fuck?
I think she gave us pointers on how to make it better, but I'm not really sure what we were.
We were probably like, what do you mean? It's perfect. We had just no shame.
None.
None.
Do you remember we did that performance in Bushy Park Bandstand? Like,
yeah.
Like, I don't know how, at what point we stopped, like, started being embarrassed over things, because there was no, like, we would have done anything.
I feel like we're still a bit like that. Like, we're not completely.
And then we started, we went to the shop and got, like, a munch, and then we thought we were the founder, creator of
munches.
People used to post their whole munch.
We thought that was our thing. Like,
yeah.
Everyone's obviously copying us. Do you remember when we first. No, we can't tell that on here, actually.
Yes.
We
can decide afterwards.
We can go take it. We found out where. Do we have our periods at this stage? We must have. Yeah, we were in secondary school.
I remember we went into Penny's first of all and we bought a pack of tongs. And they were navy, pink and green. And we were the first people in our group to wear tongs. And we thought it was
the coolest thing ever.
And then
wedgie.
One day we decided.
And then we decided we need to learn how to put in tampons. We're wearing pads. Like, this is not okay.
And we found,
obviously it is okay if that's what you do, but for, we just wanted to tampon because we could swim. It was close to summer. And we were like, we have to know because we're going away to Portugal together. We need to then put one in.
We found Lilettes that were in my mum's room, probably 10 years gone off, because they say she was in the menopause for ages before that. Like, I can't remember the last time I know that, like,
that she would have period.
So they were definitely gone off, first of all. And the hardest tampons to put in.
Like, so that hard. And obviously we weren't on our period, so we were like,
bone dry.
Try. Trapped and failed.
Shireen was in my bathroom.
I'm in
the, with the leg up on the toilet. I'm in the bedroom with the leg up on the toilet.
You got it in yet? No. And we still, well, I couldn't. And then I remember got my period. That's
in Portugal.
In Portugal that summer.
And I had to talk you through.
I had to because I wanted to go cliff diving so bad.
And then we just jumped.
It took me like 6 tampons to get it in the end. But guys, this is real life. Did you struggle moving home for good? I've lived in America for the past 8 years.
Yeah. I feel like I'm real someone that has to like, so like if my brain's thinking about something, I have to like come to a solution. So like last year, I think when I think Zoe was leaving, I was kind of like, like what's next for me? So then it was like constantly in my head and I couldn't sit still until I made a decision. So I think it was about like a few weeks of me like deciding what to do. And then I kind of came to a decision and then I felt like peaceful.
Yeah.
But then January was hell.
Yeah.
Like I came home at Christmas, which is grand. Christmas, like you're seeing your friends.
And it's such a high at Christmas time.
And then I came to January and I was like, what did I do?
Yeah.
But like it's fine now.
Yeah.
Like I can't imagine like, well, I can't imagine living there again, but like I can't imagine living the life I lived there
still
again.
Yeah.
Like I was crazy. I drank like 4 times a week every week.
Yeah.
Especially when I knew I was leaving, I was like, right, well.
You might, yeah. And anytime someone asks you to do a plan, you're like, well, yeah. I'm leaving.
I remember I got sick in October and I don't think I was better until January. I was so sick my last week.
Yeah. It's like your body was just like saying no.
Yeah, I feel like when you first move home from anywhere, it's such a culture shock, especially being from New York to like Dublin, when everything's kind of gotten quieter. Like a lot of people have like, like going out culture has like reduced so much.
Yes.
I was going out all the time. I was constantly like socializing.
And think about how busy New York is.
Yeah. And then also I wasn't working. So like my 9 to 5 that I would have occupied most of my week was now like
nothing. There.
And I was looking at the 4 walls like, what should I do with myself today? But I feel like I made the right decision.
Yeah.
I feel like you never know until like years down the line you look back and you're like, wait, that was the right decision.
But even at that, it's like, I think it always ends up being the right decision.
Yeah.
Because you're never, I don't think you ever look back and be like, I wish I didn't. Because you won't have known what that would have been like.
Yeah. I feel like people kind of stay in America if they're on like really good money and it's like hard to walk away from that because it's like, well, I'm never going to make that home.
Yeah. Or they find someone they love over there.
Yeah.
Like an American man. Did you find any American men?
No.
What did you think of American men? I know what you thought of a hotel.
I think I'm too mean. Like, I can't. I don't know how to say
They're very different to Irishmen.
Very different.
How?
They're just like not my vibe.
Yeah.
To be fair, I never gave them a chance.
No, you didn't.
I was just like, I only hung around with Irish people.
Yeah.
Only was interested in Irishmen.
Yeah.
So I feel like.
You're used to like.
Yeah.
The humor is different as well.
So different. Like I have such a dry humor. Mm.
I think that's why. When Irish people move somewhere, they end up being around Irish people because they just automatically get along and have something in common, whereas it is a little bit harder for...
I think if I actually started seeing an American man, they'd be like, she's bullying me. And I'd be like, what do you mean? That's my sense of humour.
Yeah.
Like they'd fully probably understand tell the man, this girl is bullying me.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, okay, sorry.
Sorry.
Call it quit. So...
Yeah, they don't get the humour.
No.
Well, so I think it depends what state as well they're from.
Really? Well...
Yeah.
I feel like we are, well,
remember like
the LA?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were funny. They
were like, yeah, they did.
Yeah.
But then it's like, it just depends on where.
You didn't socialize with them enough to know.
Yeah. Like, but I suppose like, you had your, like, there's so many Irish in New York.
Yeah, and all I went to was Irish bars.
Yeah. But you had friends in work, the girls.
Yeah.
But they're not, they were just like American girls.
Yeah.
They're lovely.
Yeah. So basically, we're grand now. 12 had to start.
Yeah.
I feel like here it was the same when she moved home from Australia.
Yeah,
I feel like
whenever she wants to go back.
A huge change is always going to be like hard to readjust.
Yeah.
I know it's like home and it's comforting, but like you're always going to be like, wow.
Yeah.
Especially moving home in January. I think Zoe moved home in
summer. And you were there like, so long.
Yeah.
3 years.
Back now.
Back now. Thank God. What is Quiva's job?
Good question. If anyone wants to hire me, please email me at Queen Ryan. Now I'm currently unemployed.
But looking for employment.
Yeah. I just like want kind of like why I moved to New York because I just wasn't enjoying work anymore.
Yeah.
Well, one of the reasons. And also like 100 million other ones that I constantly I'm concerned, I can't, I'm missing out on time, my friends and family.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like if you don't, if you're not enjoying your work and your job, like you spend most of your time there.
Yeah. If it's actually like putting you in a bad mood.
Yeah. And it's pretty hard to like move around there. So I feel like the next job I get, like I really want it to be something that like I want to do long term and enjoy. Yeah. So I've just been picky.
Yeah.
And patient with my time. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Soon to be employed.
Please God.
Please talk about your experience moving to New York.
We'll do
it was a grad visa.
Yeah, I went over on a grad visa, but I got a job in a hospital and like the research side of it. And when you get a job in that, they're like a non-profit, so they can put you on the H-1B visa.
So is that because they need people in that job?
Yeah, it's like because you're like, it's like a specialty occupation.
Yeah.
So like it can be like they need more people in it that aren't just American.
Yeah.
Like a lot of the American visas are more like, you don't ever want to take a place of an American kind of
okay.
Like,
yeah.
Like there's more of a necessity or something.
Yeah.
I got a job in the, I actually got it before I moved over.
Yeah.
And then there was like loads of visa problems. I ended up actually having to come home in July to change.
Oh my God, I remember that.
Yeah. Do you remember I was unemployed for a month?
Yeah. Like,
I don't know how I afforded that. Parents, they love me. So then I worked in cancer research.
Yeah.
This has nothing to do with what?
Moving to New York.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, I got a job, got a H-1B. So I never actually worked in my J-1.
Okay.
But like most people go and like you can go into H-1B lottery. And
it's a 1 in 5 chance. So everyone get a year guaranteed if you do it.
Yeah.
But you have to do college first.
You have to do college first and then you can do the J-1 visa within a year of graduating, or else you can do a J-1 traineeship, which can be a year after you graduate, and you have to have a year experience within your degree or something. And then the only thing is you have to have a job before you go over.
Right, okay. You haven't had one sorted. Like.
Yeah. But then I was on the H-1B for the whole time.
And you could have stayed on it as well.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to.
So it's like you can do H-1B for 3 years, H-1B for another 3 years, and then like your company
is sponsored
for a green card.
Wow.
So people that kind of get H-1Bs like in the lottery and stuff don't tend to leave.
Don't leave. But the lottery's free, is it? Or do you have to pay?
The lottery's free, and then if you get it, which is like low chances, your company would pay for the visa.
Okay.
But like that's buttons to companies.
I know, yeah. And if they really want you there,
yeah,
they'd rather that. Did you guys ever have a falling out? No.
No.
I think
I can't even think of one fight that's like stuck out.
I can only think of the one of me and Ellie.
Oh god. I hate that fight.
I don't even remember what was over. Like we were all just falling. Yeah. Yeah. But no, we never fall out. No. I think it's mad when I hear people like always falling out with people.
Do you ever see TikToks and it's like, we just didn't speak for 2 years, but now we're back. It's like, what do you mean you didn't speak? Like, yeah. If I've lost contact with friends, like, I just, they never pop back into my life.
No. Unless it was like naturally fizzled out and then you see them again.
Yeah.
But like, if he's proper out of, I feel like when you have a fight with a friend, you couldn't like forget the stuff that you said if they said me and stuff. No.
I just can't imagine. I just can't imagine even saying mean stuff.
I know.
Like now you're mature and adult. Like I'm sure when we were younger, we said like.
Yeah.
When I hear things like that happen in adult friendships, I'm like, what?
Yeah, I feel like that shouldn't be too normalised maybe.
Maybe you don't have the correct friends.
Maybe, yeah. Because none of us ever have had a fight.
I know.
And we're not, it's not because we're fucking angels. Like,
no,
that's not
we're all like big personalities too.
Yeah. So I don't know.
I just feel like we're all pretty laid back like about things.
Yeah, that's true. What's your dream job if money didn't matter?
Stay at home wife. Thank you. So we need a
Like, because any of my dream jobs, I feel like money
feel
would
like
probably be good.
You're doing your dream job.
Yeah, probably. But no, I'm thinking of stuff like when I was a kid.
Singer.
Yeah, singer.
I feel like I probably...
Singer, but like it's so hard to be a singer. Like if you're not fucking a pop star... You're bracing.
I still feel like you could break into the country market.
I know. I really want to make a country.
That'd be my dream. And I could be your manager and we could live in Nashville together holding hands down the strip.
I need to release a song this summer. Because I need it today.
I still love that original track. I know why you don't want to release it.
Yeah.
I love it. And anytime we play it for something, they're like, oh my God, I love it.
I know.
It's like better than Superstar.
Pending,
and
guys.
Superstar was a track.
I know. I need to perform again at Longitude.
Oh, you have to. That was so fun. I remember me and Keane were like, you're one from Mean Girls with the camera.
Keane was like,
asked Keane to record on the camera and I think he like got sick of recording and he just wanted to dance. So he put the camera on.
He literally got one clip. Like, what's a time that you really appreciated each other's friendship?
I feel like when we were long distance, a lot of things happened to you.
Mm.
And I feel like that was like so hard to be away from you, things like that.
Yeah.
I feel like that's when you like really appreciate like how strong your friendships are, when like you feel that like it's like your child almost. You get that like pain inside, you're like, oh,
yeah,
you can't mind them.
I know.
I feel like that's like when you know you've like a strong friendship.
Yeah, that's true. I agree. I feel like when you're that far away as well, that's when it matters to be like extra close and to
like
keep...
We spoke every day. You were like my boyfriend.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. Someone actually asked how to keep long distance friendships alive. Like... But I think that's good with the times on New York as well. It's not too bad. It's much harder in Australia and things. But yeah, I would say then, because I think even though you were so far away, you may as well have been there.
Yeah.
Because you were probably more there than most people was. So love you.
Love you too.
Will you be each other's bridesmaids? Yeah.
Yes. Maid of honor.
M-O-H.
Jinx.
Do you recommend New York being a place to live in your 20s? Social life, expenses, jobs, etc.
110%.
Yeah.
Like if I could go back and restart, I would do it again.
What's your best memory in New York?
Oh God. I don't know. I feel like I had like 100 different lives.
Yeah.
Like I had that life where I was only telling Sophie and John about
Nana and John.
No, Nana and John, that was horrible. And I was unemployed and life was not good. I was
remember
like,
I was there.
Yeah.
As well.
Had this landlord that like if we closed our front door, she'd leave a big letter on our door because they were like living underneath us. And she like left this big letter on our door. And then she like, it was actually insane. They eventually like asked us to leave, like not evicted us, but like basically they were like, we don't want you here. Because we had pre-drinks in our house till 9:30 or something one night. And they were like, absolutely not.
And it was she like, used to always scream. And then
I know, scream in the house. And so it was like a woman that lived with a son. It was actually the most insane. I remember my mom came to visit and she was like, I feel like I'm in school.
Yeah, it was. And she used to always leave. So they lived, people lived upstairs, but they'd leave their door open. It's like they wanted to hear any noise.
And then they banned us from having people over.
Oh,
like,
yeah, they knew I was there, yeah.
It was hilarious.
It was like living with a principal.
It was so funny. I remember we wrote them a letter back and all. But remember when I was like hanging out on Billionaires Row every week?
Oh,
that
yeah.
Was insane. And we just used to traipse into this $1 billion building and just act like it was so normal.
Remember you went out the night out with the, what's it called?
Oh, finance. The company.
Yeah. Your one was
traumatic.
There.
Me and Lana. And we went to this Campbell bar in Grand Central. I mean, there was like this like old man standing outside the toilet waiting to go in like after us. And we were like, hello, because we talked to everyone. And then he was like, I'm out for my company for the Christmas party. We're going to this Amex Centurion Lounge. And we're like, so are we. And then we just went with them. Which didn't really end well, so
no,
chaotic.
Someone said another Nashville related one. What's the goss on meeting the two Johnnies in Nashville?
Nashville, you meet so many lovely people.
Yeah, you do. It was nice to meet more Irish people as well.
Yeah, because
there was never Irish people there, and we went twice.
Yeah,
I swear we went fucking every year.
Met some cowboys as well.
Oh yeah, you met a lovely cowboy. Second trip,
not he was coming my husband, and then he never saw him again.
You know what? And he was so polite.
I love when people say ma'am.
Yeah. Is that like a term of like politeness? It is. Yeah. 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 Yes, ma'am.
Like,
yeah.
Imagine an Irish fella being like, obviously, it would sound weird coming from a Dublin accent, but like,
yes,
real
ma'am.
Polite.
Yeah. And so if the cowboy's interested in you, they.
Oh, yeah. They put their head down and then flick their help.
And he had like a toothpick in his mouth.
Oh,
all the
yeah.
Time.
That was so cool.
Yeah.
He was like 12 years of age. No, he wasn't. Was he was like 22 or something. I was like, Grant, he was like, are you Catholic? I was like, yes. I made my communion and my christening, or not, my confirmation.
Why did I just ask him, was he 12? As if I didn't fucking see him.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, fucking not.
I feel like they look way older.
Yeah. I can't believe he was only 22.
I know.
Top three favourite things about each other.
Your kindness. You're hilarious. I feel like you're like so low-key funny. I feel like people would never think that about you.
What?
You're organized, and I'm only mess. I've been doing clean interviews lately, and you know when someone's like, "Is your top three?" I'm like, adaptable, organized, like all these.
Do
real
people ask that your top three? Not your top.
They say like, "What are your?" I don't know how they would even phrase it.
Interviews are mad, like, because you could literally be such a good interviewer, but then a shy worker. Like.
I know you're very generous.
Oh,
and I feel like you're really good. Like you're really dependable. Like you could have like a million things going on, but like you're always there when you said you've been there, or like you'll drop everything to like be there.
That's nice. I feel like I don't bail on things.
No.
That actually is gorgeous of me.
And you're so busy. And you still make
fourth good busy.
No, no, no. Like yourself.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, yeah.
Managed to be a thing.
I would say for you, your loyalty as a friend. You're so funny. And kindness. And not, again, just being there. Yeah. Like, you're probably my most, like, it's like dependable again, but like, I always know you. If I was to call one person, no, they're going to pick up the phone and be there. I'd phone you.
Yeah. You always like hang up and I'm like, sorry, I'm just in the middle of posting something. But yeah, you're
fine. I'll text back. Someone said, how do you keep your friendship? I'm feeling adrift right now, my friends of years. I think you can't keep any friendships that are wanting to not be kept.
No.
We're only saying that on the Bones episode this week. Like, oh yeah, there was a girl in between two friends where it would like fallen out kind of. They made new group chat and stuff. But I'm like, you can't force that not to happen. If they don't want to be friends, you can't be like, I want you to be friends so we can all be a group again. Like, that's just...
Yeah. I feel like don't take it to heart. Like, the right people will stay in your life.
100%. If you go back in time to one era, what era would you go back to?
2021 was so fun. It was like COVID. I feel like I just had so... When I was 22, I was so hot and so carefree and so...
22 was a good age.
And I think I moved to New York at the end of me being 22. So 22 was just like a good
age. You look back at it with like fondness.
And I'm like, wow, you were stunning back then.
I know.
So youthful.
So youthful. I can see myself.
Same. It's only been since I turned 25 that I look at pictures and I'm like...
I know.
Right, so I'm old.
I was so fresh back then.
Before then, I never noticed it.
Oh. When I was, I think, I like 2019, I was newly single. I was just like,
yes, yeah, loved. I was newly single at 22 as well.
It was just
like
a good
new lease of life every time you're like single again.
You really learn yourself again and just know what you want and don't want and just can do, like, you just feel like freedom, sense of freedom. So, especially when you're in something that's not good. Like, otherwise it's not as great. But I would say then, last one, how many years have you been friends? And someone also asked how you and Ellie know each other.
Me and Ellie?
Yeah.
Me and Ellie know each other through you.
True,
we met at your 100K party.
Oh my God, yeah.
And then we went to Ibiza like 2 weeks later.
Oh yeah. Oh, that Ibiza trip was so good.
It was. That was my first time being in Ibiza. That's why I need to go this year. Because I needed to be like the full experience. Nothing was open.
Yeah.
We had to drink on the beach. Like, we were 12.
We had to go to Plastic all the time. That was the only thing that was open.
And then, what was the other question?
How long are we friends? So, what age are you in third class? 9?
I think, are you? 9. So, 9.
You're 8 making your community.
I was probably 8 when we met. So, let's do me because it'll be easier. 8 minus 25. 17 years.
Oh, what? No, we're not. Did we not calculate it being 10 a while ago?
I think. Congrats on your 10-year anniversary.
Yeah, did you not? I think you did.
Right, well, it's obviously not 10.
No, obviously not. That's disgusting. But it's great. What the fuck?
That's really odd.
Oh, 17 years of friendship, guys.
That's longer than we've been alive.
That's long, yeah. That's... No, it's not.
I mean, it's longer. Sorry.
Longer than we haven't known each other.
Yeah, I spent more of my life knowing you than I've spent not knowing you.
That's scary. Oh, we're going to do Secrets in the Stalls next. So we do this every episode and we also want to give you, always want to give you help and advice with whatever kind of dilemmas you have in your life and give you the real talk. So this is today's. I'm writing to you both today as I'm noticing such a strange change in how my friend group are treating me. There are 4 of us in the group. I'm from Clare and all the other girls are from Cork. We've all been friends since the start of first year and are now in second year. Since we met each other, we've been inseparable. But after a night out 2 weeks ago, all 3 of them have acted coldly with me. On the night out, we were all quite drunk, but they were all fine with me. However, since then, they've been not letting me in on inside jokes, making group chats without me and whispering to each other while I'm around. I've asked them all if I've done something wrong, but they keep saying that I haven't and stop being dramatic. Girls, I genuinely cannot do this for much longer. I'm so fed up with their childish shite. I'm worried that I will be alone and if I drop them, because I'm naturally quiet and shy girl who finds it difficult to make new friends. Please, girls, help me because I don't have a clue what to do.
I feel like you'd rather be alone than with people and making shit.
Yeah.
Loneliness is nicer because at least then you're open to like meeting new people.
Mm-hmm. I think that's something as you get older, you realise that as well. Even relationships, you're like, I'd rather be by myself literally forever than be in something.
Oh yeah, crap. Me right now.
Yeah. May this love never find me.
Yeah, I feel like it's not really worth being in a friendship that is making you feel worse than better. Like any relationship, whether it family, mm-hmm. friends, love should not be, or like boyfriend or husband, whatever.
Yeah.
Should not like make you feel bad.
No.
It should only enhance your life.
100%. And they're obviously trying to make you feel like that. And why would you want to be friends with someone who's trying that either?
Yeah, real child.
They're obviously like making group chats out, you're making inside jokes, like knowing that that's going to make you feel left out. So I think they're not a loss to lose. And I think you made friends before, as in with them, so you can definitely do it again.
Yeah.
And find people who actually are your people and who don't make you feel like that.
I feel like as you get older, find people that are like more interested in things you're interested in.
Yeah.
It becomes more like apparent. Like
you
find friends in different ways than you think you will.
Yeah. Literally meet them anywhere. Like
I know.
Work, like maybe in your college courses, people are just more your people. Like that just sounds like bitchy girls who you don't want to be friends with. But I'm sorry that happened to the three.
Me too.
Horrible. Phone a friend. We have a dilemma each week that we put up on our Instagram pages, and we have our followers offer their advice. We actually have two this week. So this is the first dilemma. So my life has completely shifted since I finished school in 2024. I'd always had lots of friends and was very sociable, but now my friends have gone to college while I work two jobs, so I really have much free time, so I've drifted apart from my friend group. It's been a lot for you to take, as I went from spending my whole life surrounded by people and always having someone there to now feeling like I've nobody. Recently, my friends have been making plans without me and post it on social media, and the only time I speak to anyone is if I'm starting the conversation. I feel like a desperate girl trying to get attention from a boy who doesn't fancy me. I don't know what I should do. I'm really struggling with feeling so alone, but on the other hand, I don't want to feel like people are only friends with me because I'm begging them to be. And this is what yous had to say. So if you're the only one making an effort, then they don't deserve you. Except that these things happen, people drift apart. If it continues, cut them off. Maybe give them one more opportunity, tell them you're struggling. Comfort zone will be the best choice you've ever made. You'd be surprised how fast you click with others or their mates. Push yourself out of your comfort zone. I agree. I think sometimes we doubt ourselves, things like that. But like, you've made friends your whole life. You'll be more than capable to do it again. Let them. You will find your forever. Oh, your forever people. Just be patient and focus on you. Run. Only give what you get back. Try get yourself out there with work people or run clubs, etc. I feel like that is a place people find friends these days.
Yeah.
Is any, or not even if it's running, like whatever fitness.
I do feel like run clubs. That's like people's new club.
Yeah. Or like High Rocks club. Like teams. Yeah. Yeah.
God, I wouldn't be making any new friends if that's the only way to make them.
It seems so hard. I seen a video on it today. I was like, them burpees alone.
I just feel like I'm not that dedicated to anything.
Yeah. Cut them loose and you'll attract your people. Then the second phone friend is, I started getting with a fellow in college and it was all going good, but he was very bad at messaging and communicating with me and it was driving me crazy. He's going away for 7 months to Australia and we both knew this from the start. I thought it was casual, even though I really liked him and we had no conversations about it. But then before he left, he gave me a Christmas present. We still talk regularly now, but he's away, but we've never had the talk about us. I don't know where we stand. I would be an idiot to wait, but I don't want to get with anyone else. And here's what you had to say. Again, the capital letters.
So funny. I thought you had to say this.
What do you mean? Like,
tell. Like, flick chart.
Like, scripted, as in.
The show.
Communication, girl. Talk to him and ask how he feels. I think anyone who, like, is worth any of your time should be should be able to talk to
them. I feel like if you fear that if you bring it up, they are going to walk away, then, like, you should bring it up, because if they walk away, they walk away. Like, that's just prolonging the inevitable.
True. Yeah, if that's what's making you be scared, then that's even more reason to do it. Ask him so you know where you stand. Stay in contact. He really likes you. Did it for me and we're married. Do not wait. He's a man. It's most likely having a good time in Oz. Just ask him. Never wait for a man, a bus or a train, because when one leaves, the next one's on the way. Get straight to the point. Move on. If you're both single, when he's home, it was meant to be. Ask him outright, what are we doing here? See, it's hard because he's away. I don't feel like he'd be waiting.
No.
Unless you were to have the talk and he was like, yeah, I will wait, blah, blah, blah. But I wouldn't assume he's waiting. Move on if he wants to, he would. You are too good for him, girl. Have the conversation. Call him and ask him if what we are and if it could go somewhere. He's not waiting, trust me, so why should you? Last one, live your life and stop worrying about someone on the other side of the world.
I agree.
And I think it's always in the films, but if it's meant to be, he'll come home and he will be.
Like, I think personally, don't like have the conversation. And if he's not given what you are hoping, just leave it. Because if it's meant to be and he comes back in 2 years' time or you end up in Australia, then it'll work. But otherwise, you're wasting your time. Like, you're too young to be wasting your time on someone that's not going to be your husband.
No. And that's long distance Australia. I think if you can avoid it. If you can't, if you're already with someone or like whatever, but I think to get in a new relationship when he's over there.
I feel like if it was like, let's say like you and Dana were together for 5 years and then you were like, look, I really want to go away for this year.
For a year, yeah.
And then come back.
Yeah, that would be different. But if you can avoid it, which I feel like in this case you could, it would. You can get in touch on homeidrink@goloudnow.com. That's our email for any dilemmas. Phone a friend and anything else that you want to discuss or touch on. We're also going to be introducing some brilliant new segments very soon. So if you have any bedroom dilemmas, send them in to us. Or if there's anyone in your life that you think might be showing a little red flag, let us know and we will decide. Lastly, we're going to pick a peak and a bleak of the week. So we pick do a bleak first, so bad. And then
last week or this week?
When it, like the last 7 days.
Okay.
I'd say. Bleak. I'm due my period. I'm not in like the horrors. That's my peak. I'm like, how am I? I'm waiting to get in a really horrible mood. So I haven't had it yet.
Can't think of a bleak either. So that's over. Like my bleak. That's cool. I had a sore tummy on the weekend.
Oh yeah. From.
I had a sore tummy like for a few days in a row. That wasn't really fun. I was meant to go out for dinner with friends and I had to cancel. So that's a bleak. Peak.
We're all pure on our health buzz, I feel like.
We're like,
because we realised that our holiday's in fucking 5 weeks.
We're locked in.
We're locked. Yeah. Have you seen that TikTok? It's like cookies, chocolate chip, but it's like pointed at like really healthy food.
I love when they're like literally like on the flight and they're like locking in on the flight.
And they're in they're running in the bathroom. I think that's me. I always sabotage myself like right before the holiday. I just eat really bad.
And then it's like the week before and you eat bad. And then the prime time you need to be eating good because that's when you're going to look snatched.
But I think it's like mentally, I think it's if you're not like 100% happy that you could have done more, you actually sabotage yourself because you're like, well, it must have been the last week. I was like, it's not. It's because I didn't fucking lock in at all. I don't think I've ever.
I feel like we've been a little locked in.
We're locked in now. It's Tuesday. It feels like I've been locked in for fucking days.
It feels like I've been locked in.
Why does it feel so long?
It's my dream to just get it all zapped away. Anyway. My peak.
You had an interview for a job?
That's hardly a peak. Like, I didn't get a job. Maybe Sophie always cooking me dinners.
Oh, yeah.
Nice dinners that I don't have to cook myself.
Yeah. Gyros looked nice.
Peak that I've been locked in for 110 years and I don't look like Beyonce Knowles.
And it's been 48 hours.
Yeah.
Guys, thanks so much for listening. And thanks again to Cuiva for coming in. It was so great to have you here.
It was great to be.
Lovely. You can go back and start our bounce episode before for Monday. So Ellie was there for that one. So it's Home I Drink Extra Juice. Make sure it isn't back to now before a new bonus episode next Monday. Don't forget you can watch it on YouTube now. This episode will be out on Thursday at 12. Make sure to like, rate and subscribe to the podcast. And we'll see you on Monday. Bye. Love you. Oh, love you. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.